folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today I am super excited. I am about to introduce to you one of the coolest kids musical artists out there, Secret Agent 23 Skidoo!
Hey, what's happening, man? How you doing?
I'm great. I'm so excited to have you here. I've listened to, like, a lot of your music in preparation for this episode, so I'm really excited.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
You also go by Cactus. Is that okay?
Yeah, I absolutely go by Cactus. That's pretty much what I go by all day long, except for when I'm dreaming.
All right. Hey, Cactus. First, I'd like to play a quick question from a patron named Farron.
Hi, this is Farron. My favorite thing is presents. My what if question is, what if pigs could fly? And what if a friendly monster was weird?
Wow, Farron, I heard a little noise out of you. Might want to get that checked out. What do you think? Pigs could fly? You think we can fit that into a story?
Oh, yeah, man, most definitely.
Awesome. So let's get one more question to make it extra wacky and wild. And this is from a listener named Emerson.
Hi, my name is Emerson. I am 11 years old. And my one of this question is, what if kids could sleep at school? Thank you.
Whoa, Emerson, sleeping at school? I've heard of that happening every once in a while, but usually you get in trouble for it.
I definitely did that.
Me too, but once or twice. Especially in the library, you know, you find a nice quiet corner. Don't try this at home, kids. You will get in trouble.
Yeah, I definitely had that happen too.
And kids, we have a super, super special treat. Not only are we answering two questions, we're also using Secret Agent 23 Skidoo's song to inspire our story. You know, since it's going to be about sleep, Cactus, you have a song called Broken Dreams, right?
Yeah, that's right. Broken Dreams, kind of like a Motown throwback type of thing. You know, not that you kids are definitely going to understand what Motown throwback means, but you're going to know in just a second because this is a wild story in itself. So taking all these stories with these questions, putting them together in a blender, I think this is about to get crazy.
I agree. And we'll even play the song Broken Dreams for you at the very end of the episode so you can feel how it helped inspire this whole episode. So let's find out, what if pigs could fly and a friendly monster was weird?
Mm-hmm.
And what if kids could sleep at school? It's summertime in What If World, and Zach is very, very excited because he's getting a visit today from his Uncle Cactus.
Zach, come down here,
said his mom, Mama Jamma. And Zach ran down the stairs to give a big hug to Uncle Cactus. Mama Jamma said that you have a present for me.
Yes, that's right. You know what I've got for you? Is a one-time-only special exclusive trip straight to sleepaway camp.
Whoa! Oh, cool.
And Zach started packing right away. He grabbed out his backpack and started filling it with his laptop, his tablet, his smartphone, his virtual reality goggles, and almost forgot, a television? Okay, Uncle Cactus.
No. Zach, you're not going to need any of that stuff at sleepaway camp. Trust me.
Huh?
I'm going to take this and put it where it goes, right over here in the trash can.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, okay, well, I trust you, Uncle Cactus. So let's go to sleepaway camp, whatever that is.
So Uncle Cactus and Zach walked outside to meet a big old boar. He kind of looked like a pig meets a pilot. He had those goggles on and an aviator cap, and he had big jet wings growing out of his back. Hi, Mr. Pig. Can I call you Mr. Pig?
Well, call me Captain Boar. Welcome to Porcine Airlines. It's going to be a great, great trip today. It's nothing but smooth sailing, I hope, because, to be honest, I'm pretty afraid of flying. I've never really liked it very much, but it's going to be fine. Or my name isn't Captain Bear. Or wait, Boar.
Well, if you say so, Captain Boar. Oh, okay, bye-bye, Uncle Cactus. Thank you so much.
Yeah, have a good time at sleepaway camp, man. You're going to dig it.
And Zach, with Cactus's permission, hopped on Captain Boar, who put himself an autopilot.
Beep, boop, 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 beep, boop, boop.
Oh, wow, we're taking off already. Zach quickly strapped himself in with his seatbelt, and off they flew. Captain Boar's eyes were closed tightly the whole time.
Not nervous at all. Not nervous at all.
He only opened his eyes when he started playing a video game on a little handheld device. And with his other hoof, he started shoving chips and junk food. Zach did his best to tune out Captain Boar.
Not nervous at all.
While playing on a smuggled smartwatch that he strapped onto his wrist.
Beep, boop, 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 boop.
It was late at night when they finally arrived to meet their fellow campers.
Okay, Captain Boar, thanks for the ride. It was actually pretty smooth, despite all of the junk food that kept flying in my face. So I'm gonna go meet my fellow campers.
Yeah, actually, so am I. Let's go meet our fellow campers. I'm going to sleepaway camp, too, to fix my nightmares about flying.
That sounds like a really good idea. Well, come along, Captain Boar. We'll have our first sleepaway camp as friends.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. I'm not nervous about it at all.
They walked into their sleepaway camp, which looked a lot like a school. Kind of, really, like a laboratory. And saw many desks. And some of the kids had pressed buttons on their desks and stretched them out into beds.
This is weird.
Welcome to Sleepaway Camp. I'm Professor Ogre, and you're at the Sleeporatory. Now it's late at night, so everyone go straight to sleep and dream about all the amazing things you've done today.
So, sleepaway camp is really, like, dream school?
Oh.
Okay, well, good night, Professor Ogre, I guess.
Good night.
Good night, Captain Boar.
Good night. This is a pretty comfortable bed. I'm gonna go to sleep and try to get some...
he's
straight to the airplane.
Oh, nice.
The bathroom is too small.
He's having nightmares right away. How am I going to sleep through this?
And finally, fitfully, Zach was able to fall asleep too. But he didn't have any dreams for some reason. And the next day he woke up and all the other kids at camp were excitedly chatting to each other about their amazing dreams.
I dreamt that I was a watermelon and I kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
I dreamt that I was a pair of shoes, but somebody stole my soul.
I dreamt that I was a person dreaming about a person dreaming about a person dreaming about a person dreaming about.
I get it. That sounds like a really interesting dream. Oh, Captain Boar, everyone's having better dreams than me.
That's better than having nightmares.
You know what? I used to have bad dreams all the time. And Mama Jamma taught me that if I wanted to have better dreams, I needed to eat healthier food and go to bed a little early and get lots of exercise and talk about my feelings.
Just like what I do. I'm afraid of flying and I love to eat junk food and I get up at least 3 times a night and I play video games, so.
Yeah, I noticed. I think maybe we should try something else today. Here.
And Zach ran off towards the cafeteria. And there was a big plate of healthy spinach and cream corn and chicken. And right next door, there was a trough full of broccoli strudel for Captain Boar.
See if we get off to a healthy meal. That's a good start.
This is good. This is the best kind of strudel.
After he finished eating out of his smart trough, a screen popped up on it. Bloop. And Captain Boar started playing video games.
Bloop, bloop, bloop. That's right. Bloop, bloop. Broccoli Strudel Man's coming to get you. Bloop, bloop. You'll never escape my strudel rage.
You know, maybe we should put down the smart trough and go outside and play. We're on a camp in the clouds. I'll tell you what, if you give up your smart trough,
and Zach took off his smartwatch,
I'll give up this, and there'll be no more video games for the whole camp.
Ooh,
No more video games the whole time?
The whole time? Well, let's just try one day first, huh?
Okay, I think I can try one day.
Okay, and they put their video games away and ran outside to play. You said you're afraid of flying, huh?
Yeah, that's right. I'm afraid of flying so much, I don't even jump.
Well, I think I've got an idea for that.
And Zack called over a bunch of the other kids in class.
And together, they lifted Captain Boar up into the sky. Now we're gonna run ahead, and you're gonna get a feel like you're flying all on your own, okay?
Oh, I don't know. I'm pretty far off the ground.
And off they ran. And they were all getting a lot of exercise. Even Captain Boar, who was kicking his little pig legs along with them.
I'm so heavy.
Oh, I can't do this much longer.
I gotta put him down.
You're flying. You're flying.
Oh, this is all right.
After a long day of play,
oh,
they sat down, feeling quite sleepy.
Professor Ogre?
What is it, Zack? I'm here to help.
Well, I was just hoping maybe I could stay up tonight to help make sure that my friend Captain Boar doesn't have nightmares.
Oh, sure. You can stay up as long as you want. Although you're gonna have to outrun all these kids flying towards you on pigs. That's the catch.
And Zack looked up to see that he was no longer in the Sleeboratory. He and Captain Boar were out on the clouds again, and the clouds, in fact, were starting to fade away beneath them as a horde of children on flying pigs jetted towards them.
Not nervous at all.
I think we're in a bad dream together already.
Nervous at all.
Captain Boar, the clouds are disappearing beneath us. It's time for us to fly.
Oh, I don't know. You know me. I don't really like the flying very much.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll turn into a pig, and you turn into a boy, and you can fly on me this time.
Okay, that sounds much better. Thank you.
Okay. Climb on board.
Okay, let me strap in here. Okay. It's much better like this, I think.
Captain Boar had turned into a little boy, and Zack into a big flying pig. And off they flew just as all the kids flew around them.
All right, we're about to fly right off of the edge of this cliff. Whoa!
And Captain Boar suddenly realized that Zack wasn't a flying pig. He hadn't been flying his whole life. He didn't really know what he was doing. And soon they were plummeting rapidly towards the ground.
Captain Boar, I think I'm in over my head here. A little help?
Trade places with me now. Jump on my back. I got this one.
And he turned back into a flying boar.
Zack rode on top of them.
Whoosh and whiz. He was all over the skies.
Wow. Awesome.
That boar can really move.
Not nervous at all.
And for the first time since singing that song, Captain Boar wasn't nervous at all.
We're really flying.
And as they looked around, the stormy skies started to brighten, and the kids flying around on their own pigs seemed happy.
You know, I think this isn't a bad dream anymore. I think maybe this is a good dream.
Yeah, I'm having a good time. If you're having a good time too, then that means everyone in the dream's having a good time.
And after a long night of adventures in the sky,
oh, this is so fun! I feel great!
Yeah, I feel great too! That was a really great dream!
Yeah, man, I also feel great. I have the best dreams at sleepaway camp, you know what I mean?
Uncle Cactus, what are you doing here?
What do you mean, what am I doing here? This is my dream.
Whoa! It's like I'm dreaming about a person, dreaming about a person, dreaming about
the
a person,
end.
Dreaming about a person. Oh man,
nice.
Folks at home, that we did not know that was going to be the ending.
Yeah,
Cactus, I want everyone
in the whole world to learn about Secret Agent 23 Skidoo. I mean,
thanks, man. I really appreciate the opportunity to come on here because storytelling and imagination are the greatest things in the world. And any chance I get to work those things together into my life to make something awesome happen is always a gift. So I appreciate it.
I really appreciate the gift of having you on my show. And I know the folks at home are going to love it. So thank you again. And we'll hang out again soon.
Right on.
All right. Have a good one.
Peace, man.
I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, Craig Martinson for our theme song, Grammy-winning musical artist Secret Agent 23 Skidoo for coming on our show, and all you kids at home who try to have full active days so you can get a good night's sleep and maybe some adventurous dreams. Secret Agent 23 Skidoo gave us permission to play you out to his song Broken Dreams. I hope you enjoy it. Until we meet again, keep wondering.
So it seems, I got to fix my broken dreams. I got to take them to the shop, 'cause my dreams suddenly stopped. What is this? Seems my dreams are on the fritz. I only dream of purple smoke. Maybe my dream antenna's broke.
Yo, it had been a year since my dreams disappeared. I put the flyers saying if you find them, bring them back here. But nobody called it all, and then I saw that commercial.
We specialize in dream repair and nightmare reversal.
Okay, I copied down the address. Maybe they fixed my sadness. I had good dreams, but then they vanished, leaving an empty canvas. I walked into the shop, they said,
take a number and please fill out this form describing your state of slumber.
The waiting room was painted faded blue and smelled like baby food. I played it cool, hoping to see my dreams in like a day or two. The guy next to me asked,
what you been for?
I said, yo, my dreams been gone so long, and man, I've been bored. He grinned more than a crocodile and said,
man, you lucky. Having nightmares every night must be worse, trust me. I'm always in my underwear with my class in front of me.
Then they called my number, sweet.
Number 23.
So it seems, I got to fix my broken dreams. I got to take them to the shop, 'cause my dreams suddenly stopped. What is this? Seems our dreams are on the fritz. I only dream of purple smoke. What a joke. Maybe my dream until it's broke.
Yo, so I met the specialist. He said that he's the best at this. He took my head and tested it and fed his secret messages. He started by shining a strobe light in my ear. It was weird, he said,
I see a year, it's dust, but the gears all are clear.
Well, okay, but no way, my dreams are broken. Is there a secret potion or release the lotion you could prescribe to try to keep them going? He shook his head and said,
what have you been feeding him? It seems the main ingredients have been boredom and tedium. What books have you been reading him? Are you taking him on walks? Are you feeding him conversations and amazingly odd thoughts?
I was on the spot, I had to admit my life had been a bit repetitive, he said.
A boring life is like giving your dreams a sedative. 'Cause if you never live, well, then they run out of gas. And only thinking about the past will turn your dreams cloudy fast.
He prescribed me surprises and less skepticism. And all I had to give him in payment was my television.
Oh. The dream repair specialist said my dreams, they must be fed. 'Cause there's no doubt you can't dream without
having something to dream about.
Yes, it's true.
Yes, it's true. Yes, it's true.
And now my dreams are good as new.
Dreams are good as new.
And when the sun begins to drop, the dreams begin to never stop. But here's the news. Lately my dreams are getting used. In fact, I think I got a hunch. But now I'm feeding them too much.
The Oregon Coast Aquarium is celebrating 30 years of protecting the wet, the flippered, and the adorable. From saving stranded sea turtles to rehabilitating abandoned snowy plovers, the aquarium remains committed to supporting marine wildlife. Our exhibits, animal ambassadors, and programs connect visitors from near and far with the wonders of the Oregon coast, inspiring generations to take action for our ocean. Join us in celebrating 30 years of the Oregon Coast Aquarium at aquarium.org.